Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue a message I began yesterday on from Psalm 77. I've entitled it Face Victory. And looking at that first verse, I'd like to share the Amplified translation of that verse. I will cry to God with my voice, even to God with my voice, and He will give ear and hearken unto me. And then let's now go to read the next several verses, verses 2 through 4. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Whatever was going on, and I think God, as we know, the scriptures are inspired by the Holy Spirit, He's describing a very desperate situation. There's no specifics, but it was given so that anyone in ages to come could read this and know that they could relate to an emotional state that he was in. Sometimes we're just so low. And he said, my soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. Well, that's sort of an unusual statement. Of course, if you're praying to the Lord, yes, you'll be remembering Him, but you're troubled. Why are you going through this? Why isn't God come to your rescue? Why isn't He answering prayer? At this point, in the beginning, that first verse, he says, I cried unto the Lord and God heard me. But then he steps back in time to describe where he was in his personal situation. He was desperate. He was miserable. We may not have the details, but I think all of us, if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, you can relate to what he was feeling. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. And then there's that Hebrew word, Selah. And that means just stop a moment and think about that. Can you relate to what he was feeling? Have you been there? You may be there at this moment of feeling just overwhelmed, that you really don't know how much strength you have to go any further. And verse 4 says, Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. He's having a problem sleeping. When our hearts are troubled, our spirit is troubled, I think almost universally that does affect our sleep patterns. We're not sleeping as soundly, or we can't fall asleep at all. And so he's describing a very sad, a desperate condition. He's brought to a place of prostration, of just exhaustion. I'm so troubled I cannot speak. And so these first few verses are really a summary. First of all, that very first verse, he testifies that his prayer was answered, not immediately, but it was eventually answered. Outwardly, as he was going through this process, nothing seemed to have changed, but he received a fresh conviction of God's ultimate purposes, and his anguish left him. He knew he was in God's hands. In the time of trouble, he will set us up upon a rock. He will hide us in the secret place of his pavilion. God is loving. He is faithful. And even though it seems that there's no immediate health forthcoming, that's where our faith comes in. No matter what it looks like, what it feels like, we can trust on in the strength and the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord. And so how can we describe it? Well, let's just Let's read a few more verses. Verse 5, I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. He's thinking back of his history, personal history, and how God dealt with his people. I call to remembrance my song in the night. He's remembering the times he was just worshiping God. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. That's important. Whenever we're going through hard times, is there any sin in our lives that we need to repent of? Is there any rebellion or disobedience? And he said, will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Does it completely fail? Is he forsaking me? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? These are all the questions we can ask when we are in a horrible pit, where we're in despair, when we're exhausted mentally, spiritually, physically. This was a time that he was describing, of course, this particular passage. We know from the first verse that God heard him. God answered whatever the condition. But he's going back to try to describe how bad off he was. He was describing a time of earlier anxiety. He was searching his heart. And so there's five things that we can learn from this psalm. Number one is prayer. And then secondly, it is searching our hearts. There was a time when just thinking of the Lord was a source of pain and inconsolable sorrow. He couldn't sleep. Nights were spent in prayer, in just waiting on God, because there was no help. There were times when his grief was too deep to be put into words. And then he compared the blessings of former days with his miserable circumstances at the moment. He was confused. He didn't understand. Oh, he never doubted God's existence, but he was questioned, the goodness of the Lord. He was tempted to question and doubt God's providential dealings. Those good old days seem gone forever. And what we've seen so far in this psalm, in just these few verses, the psalmist is in a time of deep distress, in a time of great affliction. He's praying to God and he's searching his heart. Now, let's look at a very important, this is a pattern that we need to follow and remember when we're in a time of really, a time that really, sometimes we can't relate to anybody else. It's a very dark time of suffering, the dark night of the soul, if you will. It is that horrible pit that David talked about. God brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. I mean, those are extremes, but when we're very emotional beings, and when things are bad, they're really, really bad. Okay, so let's read verse 10. And I said, this is one of the beauties of the King James that other versions lack, at least in my opinion. And I said, this is my infirmity. This is basically where I'm at. These are the circumstances, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. And as you read the King James, that I will remember is not, that italics is not in the original. But in verse 11, he's basically saying the same thing. There's a lot of repetition in the Psalms. They'll say one thing and they say it another way in the next verse. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. 12, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. So he said, this is my infirmity, going back now to verse 10. This is where he's at. He has a personal failing, perhaps, or he's sick, he's got a disease, a malady, or he's just in a condition of weakness, a state of poor or deteriorated vitality. He's not himself. He's worn out. And so let me read a few more translations. The Modern Language says, I said, this grieves me, the right hand of the Most High changes. The Revised Standard Version, And I say, this is my grief, that the right hand of the Most High has changed. The Living Bible says, listen to this one, and I said, this is my fate, that the blessings of God have changed to hate. And even in the Amplified, and I said, this apparent desertion of Israel by God is my appointed lot and trial. But I will recall the years of the right hand of the Most High in loving kindness extended toward us. For this is my grief, that the right hand of the Most High changes. The NAS says, then I said, it is my grief that the right hand of the Most High has changed. What do you notice in those, how many, 1, 2, 3, 4 translations I just shared with you? They're saying, this is where I'm at. God, you know, God's deserted me. He's deserted Israel. I remember when things weren't this way, but I am so sad. This is my grief that the right hand, that right hand indicating God's favor, God's blessing, has changed. In every one of those translations, it says God has changed. Beloved, that is not what the King James says. It says, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the right hand, the years of the right hand of the Most High. There is a submission that is implied in that. He is not saying, I mean, what is Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord, I change not. James 1:17 says, every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. And so we have to understand that our God does not change. And regardless of our emotional state or what we think, like, for example, the NIV says, then I thought, to this I will appeal the years of the right hand of the Most High. But the King James, when it says, this is my infirmity, that is an act of submission to the dealings of God. God, you see, this is where I'm at. This is how I feel. Pour out your heart to God, O ye people. That's what it means. Just pour out how you feel. You can be honest with God. But I will remember all your favor, all your blessings. Praise God. Well, my time is just flowing, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And if you should find yourself in a place like this brother did in Psalm 77, I invite you to write, there's power in agreeing prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,